Everybody, welcome back to the Bitch and Brainstorm podcast. I'm your host, Elaine Turso, and I'm here with my friend, Katarina, who is a polka dot sister, but also a panelist of the Elevate Your Coaching Business Summit happening on January 17th. And Ms. Katarina, could you introduce yourself for the people that don't know you? Tell us who you are, what you do.
Sure. My name is Katarina Rando. I live in San Francisco, California. I've actually been a professional coach for women in business for 30 years now. And my focus is to help women coaches use speaking to gain Insta clients, do their own workshops to gain Insta clients, and how to sell authentically. Mm-hmm. Women sell effectively differently. We don't like to be sold to. There's a lot of things to do differently. And to support women with their selling and their speaking so they can bliss more in their business and, of course, generate a lot more revenue.
Yes. I love what you just said because, like, I think women have this fear, and I see it all the time. If I ask the question, people are worried about being pushy. They're worried about sounding salesy. They're worried about feeling like a used car salesman.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have some tips for us?
Well, Elaine, let me say, here's the first thing, okay? Most women, and I understand, because that's the thing I hear more than anything. They're more concerned about being salesy than not getting any clients, okay?
Right.
They don't, okay? But the thing is that so many women are like, if here's super salesy over here and here's not doing anything, we want to at least be in the middle. Most of them are way too far over here. They're not asking people to talk to them. They're not asking people, hey, do you want to hear about how I can help you? They're not saying, hey, let's have a connect and see if we can support each other. Like, they're not doing enough reach outs. Most people are doing, and hopefully they're mastering their marketing, but marketing is only the first part of sales, especially if you're a coach and you're in a personal service business. You're a business coach, you're a life coach, you're a health coach, you're a trauma coach, whatever kind of coach you are, people are hiring you. Mm-hmm. So hello, they're going to want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I'll say, Elaine, is, you know, we've all heard, hey, you got to build influence before people buy from you. Yes, of course. But here's the thing about women. There's two other things that we require as the client. Also, we want to vibe with whoever we're giving our money to. We have to feel a sense of rapport and good communication, okay? That's certain. And if people don't talk to us, they don't know that we vibe with them. Mm-hmm. The second thing is, if somebody's going to give you their money, particularly a woman, she's got to get that you genuinely care about helping her, okay? Mm-hmm. And we can't do that through a video. We can't do it through a post. And that's why sales is so essential to get clients. And really, the goal is not just to get clients, it's to get long-term and lifelong clients, mm-hmm. which means we're building relationships. And of course, that requires talking to people.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. You know what I really heard?
Tell me.
Heard women are worried about being judged.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. I mean, women, we don't want to be judged. Mm-hmm. We don't want people to talk bad about us.
Yep.
But, you know, here's the other thing, Elaine.
Mm-hmm.
My mom says, you know, Baskin Robbins, that's why they have 31 flavors. We are not everybody's flavor. We're not everybody's cup of tea.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that there's not a lifetime supply of potential clients for us, because really there is. Mm-hmm. And so we have to put our attention on the gals that do want to connect with us, and they do want to get to know us, and they do want to come to our thing. You know, I having worked with so many ladies over the years, they say, oh my gosh, Katarina, I invited 30 people and, you know, only three gals said they want to come. Well, great. Put your attention on those three gals.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't worry about the gals that are non-responsive. Mm-hmm. Of course, I do want to encourage you to circle back, because you will get 20 to 30% more response mm-hmm. with a circle back. Mm-hmm. As you know, Elaine, all gals have a full plate.
Yeah.
And so we can't take it personal, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
But we have to look for our people. And the more, and you have a great brand, the more we can get clear on our brand, get clear on who we serve, get clear on being our authentic self, you know, I like to wear velvet dresses and have big earrings every day. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's me. And you know what? If you don't vibe with the dangle, then you're probably not going to vibe with me. And that's okay. Cause there's a lifetime supply.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we have to step into our belief that there is and go out and get it.
Yep. What do you think some of the biggest mistakes business owners are making when they are speaking or hosting workshops?
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's start with the speaking and then we'll go to the workshops. So the speaking is, I don't care if you are the queen of speaking and you're the most phenomenal speaker. Two things. One, you got to be a great speaker partner, meaning you don't be the diva speaker. Okay. You come, you know, you're there early, you send in your stuff on time. If they say, oh, I'm sorry, we only can give you 20 minutes instead of 25. You're fine with that. You are easy to work with because there is a lifetime supply of great speakers.
Mm-hmm.
But what the bookers care about is who is easy to work with, reliable, professional.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing when you're speaking on other people's stages. When you are speaking on your own stage or workshop, the most important thing to recognize is invitation over promotion. Mm-hmm. Yes, you got to put on your website. Yes, you got to do your posts and do your emails. But the way to get smiles on the screen or derriers and chairs, if we're talking live and in person, is to personally invite people. Because what that does is it forces a decision. Okay. Elaine, myself, like you, we got 100 gals doing workshops that are our friends that we like.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? The ones that we're going to open up our calendar and we're going to make space are the ones that say, hey, Elaine, I would love to have you come to my thing. Well, okay. That personal invitation forces a decision.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen when we open the emails and we see the posts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the biggest, most important way
mm-hmm.
to get smiles on the screen. And personally, you know me, Elaine, I love Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And a direct message through Facebook to your gal pals or your potential clients.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Sheila, I would love for you to come to my thing with the title, with the link. That will do it.
Love it. Love it. It's about being more personable and
yes.
reaching out and extending a personal invitation.
Exactly. Personal invitations.
I love that.
We all, you know, that makes us pay a lot more attention than just one of the gazillion emails in our box.
Right. Right. Can you tell people what they can expect to hear from you at the summit in your 5 minutes?
Oh my gosh.
So what did you provide for our VIP guests as far as the pre-recorded content that will be in the
Yeah. Well, my friend, you know me, I got a lifetime supply of super tips and value. And we will go through the 10 steps for being a sought after speaker by the way, only one of them is about the actual speaking part. Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's all these other things to do to get booked, to get invited back, to get the Insta rebook, but most importantly, to get clients when you speak. And that's not only about the speech. That's about what to do before, during, and after so that you get pickup after. Okay. And there's little easy things and there's bigger things. And even if people are speaking a lot already, I know that they're going to get some new super tips when they come and they hear that. And for your VIPs, you know what I'm going to do, Elaine? Not only am I going to give them a longer version of gaining clients with speaking and workshops, but I'm also going to give them one of my workshops on doing retreats because I love to do women's retreats. I know a lot of the dots love to do women's retreats, and really it's about planning, producing, and profiting with women's retreats. So we'll give both of those to your VIPs. How exciting. Bing, bing, bing.
I love that. Thank you. That's so generous of you. Well, I am super duper excited to have you as part of our summit. I loved, loved, loved you at Celebration on stage. You did an amazing job.
So, my friend.
Yes, so, so good. And so if you have not yet gotten your tickets to the summit, I'm going to tell you right now, the cost of a VIP ticket is less than getting pizza delivered to your house.
Oh my gosh.
Right? $47? Are you kidding me? Right? So January 17th, be there or be square. Come and join us at the summit. And we have 35 amazing speakers who are going to rock your world and help you elevate your business. Boom.
Can't wait. Run, don't walk.
That's right. We'll see you guys at the summit.